This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Fat, on today's show, we're speaking to a man who perfected the art of the centre-half forward position much better than you.
Yeah, all right. Doesn't really narrow it down, Jimmy boy.
Tougher, harder, fitter, stronger and smarter than you.
Keep going.
And he wore number 16 like you.
Ah, Terry Wallace. He was a midfielder.
No, you idiot. I'm talking about Jono Brown. The superstar, big brown dog, joins us on the Sunday session very soon.
Oh, my other guest, Jimmy, was Warren. My other guest, Jim, was Warren Treadray. Hard to say that. 16 is a very good number. Also this hour, Jimmy boy, I want to hear about your busted up car. Another bloody excuse getting in late. But up next, we're visiting the happiest place on earth.
Ow! JB and Billy are back soon. It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR. I feel good.
Right now, you've got a list in front of you, Bill.
I have.
Of the happiest countries in the world.
Happiest countries in the world, Jimmy boy, right, regarding quality of life, the economy, healthcare, and the fallout and recovery from the pandemic, COVID.
That rules us out.
So, well, United Kingdom 19, America 15, Australia 12th, happiest country in the world. That's not bad, 12th. We're going to go from the top six down.
Top six.
Yep. Righto. At number six is Sweden. Yes, they're happy over there, Jim.
Mutt.
So six at Sweden.
Yes.
Five, the Netherlands.
What's that?
The Dutch. All right, they were five.
Yes.
Number four, Israel. This will be good. What do you got, Rebs?
Haven't got much.
No.
Israel, the happiest country in the world. Number three is Iceland.
Oh. Ding dong.
Which is actually Will Ferrell, but...
Yeah. Ding dong.
Yes.
I've got a big ding dong. Number two, Denmark. Nothing?
No.
And the happiest country in the world is Finland.
Nothing on that. I thought you two put craft together.
What do you got?
What sort of craft building is this?
Anyway, congratulations.
Rob on the line from Taylor's Lakes, actually.
Oh, he'll have
Who wants to add to the conversation about the happy countries. Rob.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I'm just disappointed we were so low. I reckon it was Geelong that was holding us back. It's Todd from Bowen.
Where have you been, Todd? We haven't heard or seen from you.
Mate, you do a one-on-one with the Prime Minister.
Yep.
I still can't figure out how you pulled that off. I don't think Lee Sales is in any trouble, by the way. Kerry O'Brien, you can be Kerry Deep Frying. Softest interview I think Albo's ever had in his life. Nothing about the independence of the Auditor-General. You call him Al Beasley or Kim Beasley or something at some point. Softball after softball. And speaking of softball, how about the Cats not running back out after three-quarter time on Friday? They probably want to get a head start on the traffic back to that dump they call home. And then, of all the people to not show up, Saturday, I tune into the Rub. Where's your commitment to the Rubs, Fat? You weren't there.
Sydney.
I assume you rode that shocking horse of yours. It would explain why it was still running on Sunday morning up there in Sydney. Anyway, Blues by 6 goals on Thursday. Still City straight to the dog food factory, mate.
Oh. Gone. Todd. So he just goes.
He's hung up.
Just goes.
He
shits
me. Jeez, I love him.
I was like, why can't I have a go at him back and we can have a bit of a banter?
Because he hangs up.
Because he's a scaredy.
He has his PCU and then he hangs up.
Scaredy cat. I just want to have a little chat to him, a little
probably
bant.
Probably wanted to beat the traffic back to that dump.
Well, that's a bit unfair. The one-on-one was good. The Cats were good for three quarters.
Mm, Bill.
Horse just needs a spell.
I just like the fact like that Todd every does. Now and then comes in.
Where's he
and
been?
Clips you around the head.
Where has he been, Jim?
He's obviously been busy doing stuff.
Oh, what would he do?
Well, how would I know?
He'd be in front of a computer going.
Oh, he's still been up there.
Look, he's cracked it.
He's cracked it. Vic Rhodes or somewhere.
He's cracked it.
At Vic Rhodes. Oh, someone's in the tunnel. Oh, get the bug out of the tunnel.
Oh, have a look at him.
I hope they're not listening, Jim.
That's not happy.
Again, he's got you.
Well, he hangs up. It's a bit unfair. It's all one way.
No, I like him. I love him, in fact. And so do our audience.
I think he's a turd.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You need strength and stamina to win.
I beg your pardon?
And I have strength and stamina. Most others don't.
Oh, my God. So my car needed to have a battery looked at, Fat. It's been playing up. I've had to have it recharged a couple of times, and it wasn't working.
Right.
But the problem with modern cars
is
when the battery goes, because they're driven by a computer system, the whole car craps itself.
Oh.
So I'm like, I've got to try and get it to the dealer.
How?
Which is not far away from my joint.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, righto, if I can nurse it down the back streets, I'll get it. My issue was trying to get it over an Nepean Highway, but I thought if I nurse it down the back streets, I reckon I can do this.
So it's going.
So it's going, but it's going like a busted.
Righto.
Got it jump started. Halfway to the dealership, it started. All these lights started flashing at me, like drivetrain issue, moderate speed, and then brake. Everything just started flashing like bloody Christmas tree. And then I get to the corner, because I'm Bayside, obviously, the corner of Kingston and South Road.
Mm-hmm. Or nothing.
Not only nothing, Bill, every light on the dash and inside the car just went to black.
So you couldn't put on the hazards?
Nothing. Wow. I could do nothing.
There's a fault there.
And not a great place to break down, by the way.
No, not there.
Off
busy,
South Road.
Busy, yeah.
So I ring RACV. They tell me that the spot the car's broken down in is busy enough for it to be a priority pickup.
Oh, okay.
So the truck's coming. So much of a priority, Fat. Hour and a half later, I'm still waiting.
It's a big priority, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Phil.
So where are you? Are you in the car or standing next to it?
Oh, no, I'm just standing next to it. You leave a car parked in a clear way for 2 minutes at 4 o'clock. There's a
gone.
Truck.
Gone. Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yep.
If hour and a half later. But anyway, Sean came. Very, very nice man.
Sean.
Very nice man. Sorts everything out. But I want to say this. The hour and a half did something. And that's restored my faith in humanity.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
It, between 10 and 15 times,
no
blokes and ladies turned up, wound the window down. Is there anything I can do to help?
No.
Two blokes said, I've got jumper leads in the back. Do you want me to try and jump? And I said, mate, it's...
How many people do you reckon?
Between 10 and 15. I wasn't counting.
No.
Comfortably over 10.
How good's that?
People, ladies stopping, saying, can I give you a lift somewhere?
Great.
Is there anything? One bloke turned up and said, I've got a bottle of water in the back. Do you want a bottle of water while you wait? I said, no, mate, we're good. Thank you.
How good
so
is that?
So it was absolutely brilliant. Mm. As I say, restore. Because I do that. If I see someone's broken down, I always wind the window down and go, mate, is there anything I can do to help?
Do you?
Always. Mm. When people, you don't.
I just
sunset.
I
keep
drive
walking.
Past.
You just see something.
I'm
sunset
always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get wherever I've got to go. So I've just got to get there.
Even say that with conviction.
I'm in a hurry.
You
Jim,
have never been in a hurry to do anything. But anyway, so I loved the fact that people were very nice.
That is great.
And
to hear.
All offering to help.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant.
Yeah.
One bloke not as nice.
Oh. Get out of
because, well, he gives it he turns around to me and he goes, push the thing round the corner.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
I said, I can't, mate. I said, once the electric's shut down on these cars, they don't go anywhere. He goes, just put it in neutral and push it out of the way.
Yeah.
I said, it's not a Kingswood, mate. Not 1978.
See, that's the problem with these new cars, Jim.
Well, I know.
You could have push started it.
Well, back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
And
it is
just
the
pull the battery
out. Nice people where I live.
I like that. I like hearing that. Well done, Bayside people.
Exactly right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you went for low-hanging sort of fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah. So what are you doing today?
I'm double downing.
Oh, no.
Double downing.
Very exciting. For the first time in a long time, this man is on Triple M, Jono Brown.
Well, he buggered off and worked for another station.
He did.
And then gave us the widest possible berth.
He did.
Even though we've been mates for bloody 20 years.
Exactly. Footy show mates.
And now we got him back, big dog.
That's right. It's great to be in. And finally, I get to meet Rabs.
That's all I was worried about.
He's the star of this show. Great to be in here, boys. How are you?
We used to quite regularly get Peng in, even though he was on the show. He used to just turn up and start talking to us.
Well, I was with Peng yesterday, so he's not
playing
doing
golf.
No, we actually we had to go and do something else. I think we're in it. No, I think we're in at SEN. We had to carry that. They wanted us in for 15 minutes. We did an hour.
What?
So, boys, I'm just warning you now. I'm not doing an hour.
No, you're doing the rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was for nothing, though. Today we're here for a good reason. So
yes, we'll get to that.
For a proper reason. Next, we'll get to that later on. But Peng's. He's having a crack at stand-up.
I know.
He's having a crack at stand-up.
Any good? Have you watched him?
He's not tall enough.
You reckon?
Yeah.
He's got 15 minutes in him. He's got a good 15 minutes.
And that's it.
And that's about
it.
I reckon he just tapers off. And he's been carried by Mickey Malloy and Marty Shergold.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, the boys went on tour and Lawrence Mooney. So, yeah, let's hope the little C-grader can get up to A-grade material.
So you wouldn't be missing getting up early in the morning.
No. Mm. Although fighting with Olivia, my eldest, who's a mad Carlton supporter, fighting with her about how much time she spends straightening her eyelashes every morning. I think it must be probably a bit easier to dealing with Chrissy Swan and Sam Payne.
How is she a Carlton supporter? How'd you allow that to happen?
I don't know, but I know when Payne got his claws into her, got a whisper, I think he found out that one day, and then the very next day at work, he had Patrick Cripps, Mark Murphy and Darcy Vessio, all in the one interview, and Olivia was there. So she loves it. They're caught up with the Carlton, all the Carlton Nuffies out there. I've got a neighbour across the road. Yeah, I went by, and he's a very respectable gentleman, but he took me and Olivia to the footy one day, and he just completely lost the plot, standing on chairs and abusing umpires. So it just shows the IQ of the Carlton supporter.
So you're a daddy daycare. So you take, and we've got a couple here. Who we got out there? Macy and Jack.
Little Macy and Jack.
They're
the Lions supporters. So
good.
School pickup.
Yep. So you do drop off and pick up, do you?
At the moment, Kyle's is just, he might want to lift the game a bit.
Having
a rest. She had an operation the day last week, though. So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
she going okay? Let's send a cheerio to her.
Yeah, cheerio to Kyle. I'm sure she's listening, Kyle. She loves your joke.
I think she said to me one day, your jokes are shit.
Podcasts your joke, but Kyle's resting up. She's recovering well, so she's going well.
Tell you what, you were asked of this, and I've always wanted to know this about you, Jonathan, if we can just straighten up a little bit. Concussion, the big talking point at the minute.
Now, here we go.
How many screws do you have in your head?
I've got 15 plates and 64 screws. Last count.
15 plates.
In your head.
And 64
or
screws.
Or bodies.
In my head.
60?
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Well, it was mainly from that accident with Luke McFarlane.
Yeah.
Now, ironically, I didn't get knocked out. I wish I had been knocked out.
You didn't get knocked out.
It was the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life. I had the worst lisp. I sounded like Kenny Callender doing the
other one. Schmally.
Every horse in the race.
Mike said, don't worry, mate. We'll put your face back together. I said, I don't care what my face looks like. Can you stick your buddy with?
So how many concussions have you had then?
I don't know. Well, you know, I might have had six or eight. But, I mean, what's a concussion? I was only knocked out on the field where I was carried off once.
Who knocked out?
And the old, I ran back with a fighter ball against, a bit desperate late in my career against Geelong and tried to take one of those marks of the century
was
again.
Was it me?
And no, it wasn't you. And then the last thing I remember was just about to take the mark. And then I woke up in the hospital room looking up at the white ceiling and I saw Kylie and I turned her and I said, did I take the mark? She said, you didn't get close.
But,
so that was the only time. But it's obviously a serious issue. But I've been lucky. I haven't had any symptoms
in
my career.
You, would you join a class action to sue the AFL or Brisbane? Would you do that?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
No. And you know what? I'm not judging anyone else.
My close
cousin, Liam Picken.
Yes.
I've seen the effects firsthand that Liam has gone through. He's obviously a very courageous player. And
bloody
unfortunately, he had to end his career prematurely. And has had some challenges going forward.
Yep, sure.
So I think this is a genuine case for him.
Yep.
And I can only really comment from him seeing him firsthand.
That's
but
right.
Geez, it's a challenge for the AFL. And I'm not sure what else they could have done really to change the rules too much and take away really the core of what our game's all about.
I know. It is difficult because it's a quick game. It's contact.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Well, I sort of like on the race car theme, it's sort of they've made the Formula One cars so safe, haven't they? But how much further can they go before they tell the boys to slow down?
Like myself. Yeah. I mean, different sports, but, you know, stupidly courageous.
He's not running.
Myself, just had that ridiculous courage. Now, as we go to the break, do you look back and think maybe at times you were too courageous for your own good?
I thought I was desperate late. Late in my career, got a bit desperate, made a couple of bad decisions. So, but I think as we know, Billy, the position requires it. So, every now and again,
I worked it out early.
We had to go where angels only fear the tread.
I worked that out early. I didn't go anywhere near where.
Wait, don't worry, but it had nothing to do with courage.
More with Brisbane Lions legend Jono Brown next on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you are a Solomon now.
Another guy, Bill.
A sommelier. That's nearly it. Wine connoisseur.
Jonathan Brown is stuck with us. He's heading up the team of superstars in this year's Carlton Draft. But Bill, you think he could still lace up the boots?
I'm hearing that actually you wanted to play Brownie.
Well, I did. I've been training with the Baldwin Footy Club.
Still training.
I love them. And yeah. Brent Sanderson's coaching this year.
Sando's
coaching. Good. But I haven't been down there with Sando. Rocket Ead was the previous coach. He roughed me up a little bit and wasn't great for the confidence, Rocket. I tell you what, geez,
he didn't give you a barrel.
Mate, he gave me a barrel.
Will!
He sprayed me a trainer. But anyway, I was starting to get a bit of confidence up at Baldwin last year. And I thought, you know, I reckon I could do this again. The Eastern Footy League, it's pretty high standard. So I started doing a bit of match practice. And the first contest, the bloke came flying out of the centre square. I was playing a full forward on a man. I've let out and I thought, oh, beautiful. About to present the full chest. The full back, the bloke was playing on me, ran straight past me and took it on the chest. Oh, geez, this bloke's a star. So the water boy ran me out a drink and I said, geez, that bloke's a star. And he goes, yeah, mate, he's the full back of the reserves.
Oh, no.
So you just hung up the boots. Flat as a pancake, so you'll never see me.
Done enough good work.
Have you played Billy? Have you ever played?
Only once. Went over to Tassie, played with my brother Blair.
Sheets. A lot of sheets.
Well, we got the gate.
You started on the bench, didn't you?
I started on the bench, and then this big Russian bloke that was waiting for me to run on. I'm at the interchange ready to come on. He starts bumping me there. I go, mate. He goes, the coach told me to kick three before half time because I just judged the ball better.
I just judged it well.
And then at half time, old Fat blew up, so he's good after half time, though.
Hey, Brownie, now we got to. I know you're not going to want to answer the question, but what the hell happened to the Lions?
Geez, how terrible.
That was woeful.
It was disappointing. I called that game and they only had 250 disposals. Port Adelaide had over 400. But what I did take, let's hope it's an aberration. I'm not sure they can beat Melbourne Friday night, but they're a different proposition
at the Gabba.
Mm. Even though Melbourne's my premiership tip, they look sensational. But I tell you what, looking at Port Adelaide, they have got a gun young midfield. Mm. I spoke to Kenny last week and he was pretty bullish about that young midfield, Rosie Butters.
Horn.
Dersma and Horn Francis. And walking away from that, I'm going, geez, Horn Francis is going to be an absolute superstar, which is no surprise to anyone, but obviously had a challenge at North. But that Butters, especially Butters, Horn Francis and Rosie, they could be a cousin's Kerr Judd, you know, that sort of level. Ooh. I played with the Fab Four. Like, I'm serious, they're young mids. It's pretty exciting for the Port Adelaide supporters, but obviously Brisbane got to be better than that.
Fags might have given them a little clip afterwards. Every now and then a team presents a coach with a nice opportunity for the short back and sides, and I reckon he might have taken it.
A Bellamy clip?
Yep. I don't know.
Kenny said to me, don't say it on air, but the week before he'd given his boys
a
real old-fashioned sharpen up that he used to do at Campenown back in the days.
Yeah. And, run up that hill there.
Mount Lura.
Mount Lura at Campenown.
You would have never run up that hill, Billy. Jeez.
They used to run up me. Hey, I tell you what is a little worrying, and I've done a bit of homework
here. Have you, Bill?
Three of their last five games, Brisbane, they've lost by 10 goals.
The worrying thing for me...
a worry.
Good homework, Billy.
You're going to use it.
I'll go with that Friday night when I'm doing it. since round 10 last year, eight times they've had about seven goals or more kicked against them in a row in a short period of time. Now, that doesn't look like a premiership team, does it?
No.
You know, so no. They've got to be able to tidy up their defence and also their leadership out on the field. So you've got to be able to arrest the momentum, especially when you play away.
Yep.
So anyway, it's a watch. All right. But geez, Melbourne look good.
Instagram, you're not all over it, Brownie, but you do a nice job of it. And I saw the post you put up.
You, Billy?
You were the young fella. And I see Bill commented on it because you're lying. Where are you? In bed there.
In bed.
Young bloke with you. Bill puts a comment up, nice nip.
You're showing your nipples.
Well, then I probably should have covered it up. I haven't got the biggest nick. I haven't got bathtubs.
No.
Bath plugs, sorry.
But don't go showing your nipples.
No. Well, don't go commenting on it.
Well, don't show them. I won't comment.
You got your top off in the studio yesterday.
But no, these are good nipples, not like those little buttons.
Billy's got the bath plugs. He's got the big ones. Man, show us.
Boobs.
Get them out.
No, they're being...
Oh,
Jack's over the back there. Mate, g'day.
Are you lactating?
I'm feeding. Could
feed a whole bloody crate.
You could have triplets on them.
Now, look who he's an ambassador for, okay?
Yeah, go on.
So 4-20,
yeah.
A Toyota,
yep.
Carlton Draft, everyone else got the arse. Mm. Dairy Australia, EB Australia, Lego. He does all sorts of things.
He went with that Friday night.
All to get his joke away.
He rolls that out more than the Gary Edwards story. Come on, Billy. Get some new material, will you?
Six of course, Fox Footy, the couch and the games.
Oh, he's got
Friday nights. Across the weekend, Brownie says.
Tune into it, Billy, for some great analysis. I'm going to use your stat about Brisbane.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
They've lost by 50 points.
Okay. Do I have to credit you with that after I say it?
No, probably not.
You stole it from Joey Montana.
Yeah,
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what we all do when we're on holidays. We drink too much. When we're on holidays.
Have you had some pride in the show?
There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session,
we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
We're speaking to a Triple M footy family member this hour, Fat.
Just another half forward who couldn't hack it, had to go down to the back line, but he's a good boy. We'll chat to Bulldogs' Josh Bruce very soon.
Plus, we get an idiot song out of you, and old Topics Brayshaw is in the house.
In the house! But up next, I'll give you a very good joke. They've been up and down this week, I must admit. But up next, we pay tribute to the late, great Ron Joseph.
JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
Welcome to you, Jay-Z.
Great to be here, Jim and Bill. Thank you for having me.
The reason we are is because we need to discuss the sad passing of Ron Joseph.
Very.
One of the legends of AFL administration / VFL administration. Yep. Doesn't matter what club you want to talk about.
Power broker.
he wasn't everyone's cup of tea, Ron, but what he was very passionate about North Melbourne and very, very wary of City Hall.
Yes.
He strongly believed that pretty much everything that went wrong was the AFL's doing.
And he's not on his own there.
No, he wasn't, but he took it to a new level. But what he was, Fat, was a supreme deal maker.
Yes.
Yeah. His ability to put a deal together and convince a player that North was the best fit for them was incredible.
Or a coach.
When you think about the size of North Melbourne up against the Essendon's Collingwoods, his ability to get people and how he did it, Jay-Z, and I saw it firsthand on a number of occasions, he had this incredible knack of knowing where someone's back needed scratching. So if it was a car, if a player was passionate about cars, Ronnie had sought him a brand new car.
Yes.
If it was travel they liked, there were tickets to Europe and they were sitting up the front.
Beautiful.
He was incredible.
So how did he get Ron Brassey?
Well, that was back in the early 70s. I think they just realised.
Would have been huge news back then, Ron Brassey leaving and going to North Melbourne as coach. How did he do that?
They just realised he was gettable and this is what he did. So the best example or the most famous example I heard of his incredible ability was he was after the great Russell Ebert. Trying to get him to Arden Street
Superstar.
4 years.
Huge figure.
And he'd won 3 McGarry's, I think, in maybe even 4, actually. And he was the best player in the SNFL and had been for years.
Yep.
And Ron had tried to lure him over about 6 times with no success. Russell apparently had a good business going in Adelaide. He had his family there, happy playing in the Sandful. He wasn't coming.
Yeah.
So eventually, Ron flies to Adelaide, sits down with Russell and put a piece of paper in front of him and a pen.
Ooh.
And he said, righto, you write down on this bit of paper every reason why you're not coming to North. Write them all down.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently Russ picked the paper up, the pen up, and he wrote pretty much a full A4 paper and handed it back to Ron. Ron said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to the airport, flew home.
Yep.
2 weeks later, he comes back with the same bit of paper, sits down in front of Russell Ebert and goes, there you are, done.
All done.
And Russ goes, what do you mean? Ron said, I've fixed all of those things you got on that bit of paper. They're all sorted.
Yep.
Here's a Form 4. Let's get you signed.
Form 4.
And Russ grabbed the pen and goes, mate, he's good enough to fix all of them. I'm signing.
Yes.
And he came and played, I think, 2 seasons at North
Melbourne. Did he? But he wasn't a star, was he? Because he was a genuine star
there. It was the back end of his time. His first year, actually, I think he came third for the comp in possession. So he did play bloody well. But is an example of the fact that he never, ever took no for an answer, Ron.
Well, I'll tell you what he did do. When they won in 1975, the first ever VFL flag, after finished bottom of the ladder 72, they win it in 75, Jim.
And lost in 74, so...
And he convinced 4 captains of other clubs to come to North.
Amazing.
So Johnny Rantel, Doug Wade, Barry Davis, and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that? Get 4 captains of other clubs?
I'll tell you how he did it.
Yeah.
Because we're talking early 70s.
Money?
$10,000 in a brown paper bag. Mm-hmm. So that's 100 in today's money, isn't it?
So
that's like having $100,000 in a bag.
Stacks of cash.
Packs
and then did it twice, did he not? Didn't he have the same... impact at Sydney. Did he got plugged up to say so not only did it once, he helped do it a second time, got Roosie up
Malcolm
there,
Malcolm Blight.
So.
Incredible ability, as I say, to get deals done. And it's the stuff of legend when
you talk
around the comp. Valet, Ronnie Joseph, he has touched many, many people in his journey through this amazing competition. So it's a sad day. Jay-Z, stick around.
Yes.
Because we need to get footy news out of you, including, I think we might go back to Arden Street.
Oh, more trouble.
Are we touching on that?
More trouble for Taryn Thomas.
Oh.
Jay-Z with all the latest footy news next on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
But I wouldn't be holding my breath if I were you.
He's actually holding his breath.
He's going as red as the backdrop.
Bruce leaves the puck and he's got a couple to beat him. I just scored! Josh Bruce from 30 out, directly in front. Trots in. Oh, he's kicked it. It's a double figure operation. Josh Bruce has kicked 10.
Not only unbelievable on field, Bill, but now also doing a magnificent job for Triple M football on a Sunday called the game between the Saints and Freo. Going to get to that in just a moment. But Brucey, as always, welcome to you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
What about your own role? Bill, I'm not sure he's actually qualified to say this sentence, Brucey, but Bill always says it's much easier to play in the forward line than the back line. You have spent your whole career forward of the ball, snuck back, 6 marks, 14 disposals, played a very nice game of football. How did you find that?
Yeah, no, it's been really refreshing, actually, Jim. It's been really enjoyable. I've, as you said, I've played nearly 10, 12 years up forward with blokes hanging off me and going up against 2 and 3 and getting belted from pillar to post. And it's I'm enjoying the change-up, actually. It's been really good mentally and been really good for my body as well. So it was a good start to the season.
No, Jim, what I've always said is it's a lot easier to play in the back line because...
Well, that's what I said.
No, you said it the other way. Because the forward line, as Brucey knows, you've got blokes hanging off you, grabbing you, chopping your arms, doing all that. So if you're like Brucey can mark, it's just nice. You sit back there and you play another 5 or 6 years, Joshua.
Well, that's the plan, Bill. That's the plan, mate. Hold on for dear life. And, I mean, it's one of those ones. You see Naughty on the weekend. He's fighting tooth and nail to get a kick, and it's certainly a little bit easier on the old rig. So
tell us about Sam Darcy. Everyone's so excited about this young talent. Where do you think his best place on the field is to play?
I actually think that long term he'll be a ruckman.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think he'll be a really, really, really good ruckman when he fills out. He's just a freak of nature. He'll be like Dean Cox 2.0, I think.
Wow.
But a little bit taller. That's what I think long term. But I think for now, I don't mind the third tall and pinch hitting in the ruck role for him personally. Because I played on him throughout the summer, and let me tell you, when he gets around and jumps, there's nothing anyone in the comp can do about it. His reach is insane. So.
Up against the Saints.
Yes.
And our man was part of the commentary team for Triple M, ooh, having a look at the Saints v Freo on Sunday.
How did he go? I didn't hear this. How did he go?
Darcy there had Swakowski, however you say it. Swakowski.
Swakowski, I still can't say it. Oh, God. Lucky I'm not playing on him this week. That's hilarious. That was enjoyable. And, you know, the consummate professional. I was just getting in there on my day off and just studying the team that I'm playing next week. You know, just get my work done. It was good. No, it was enjoyable. I'm enjoying the opportunity.
Oh, I like it, Brucey.
Switzkowski.
Oh, no.
That's how you say it, Brucey. Hey, now, Eastlake Football Club.
Oh.
Where the f*** is Eastlake, Brucey?
Eastlake is the Mighty Demons, and they're based just around Monica Oval there, mate. That's their home ground. They're in Monica. In
Canberra?
Yeah, in Canberra.
No.
My brother's still kicking around for him, actually. He's, you know, nearly 35 and 40 kilos overweight. But he's
good on him.
He kicks six on the weekend, actually. He called me and bloated. So.
Good on him.
What about in the pre-show meeting, Rabs? Yeah. Bill says now, when we get Brucey on, we're not talking about Canberra. Every time we do. Brucey, which roundabout do you have to leave to get to Eastlake?
Churchill Avenue, I think.
Yeah. So you go near the War Museum.
Oh, no.
Which way do you go from there?
No, you just walk across from Monica Oval and you're pretty much there. So if you want a cold pot, head into the East Lakes and have a slap and a pot, you'll be up.
Hey, we love Penelope, of course, and the two kids, now Poppy and August. Where did you get that from?
There's two places it came from. One's a book called Boy Swallows Universe.
Right.
I suggest you read that. It's a great book.
Bill has never read a book, Bruce.
And there's a movie called Wonder with Julia Roberts and the kid who had the space helmet on. He had like a anyway, his name's August.
He just give up on it.
Hey, Brucey, good on you, mate. Yep. Obviously in defence for the Doggies, but also behind the microphone for us. Thanks for joining.
Good on you. Thanks, fellas.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
If you're a man of any level of integrity, you will say, I acknowledge there is no car park under the ground at Optus Stadium in Perth.
I'm not a man of any integrity.
133353 is the number. When have you thrown the toys out of the cot?
Oh, what's happened?
Well, I'm saying this because this amazing story out of NASCAR in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where a bloke got caution for littering the track after debris was coming off his bumper.
Okay.
So he was ordered to park his car.
Mm-hmm.
So he cracked him.
Yeah.
Parked the car in the complete wrong spot, then went walking across the track.
Yeah.
Screaming and yelling.
Carrying on.
Saying, what are you going to do? Fine me, I can't afford to pay it, he reckons.
So he parked his car on the track.
On the track.
No, that's not
good. Bill, not good. No. So he just completely and utterly cracked him.
That's not good.
Reminded me of a mate of ours growing up who was driving down south in WA, miles down south, and he had his missus in the car with him.
Yeah.
And they had a barnstorming blue.
Ooh, in the car.
In the car, just the two of them.
Don't you have those?
And then he stopped the car, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Got out, stormed off.
He did not.
No, I didn't think him through at all.
Was he driving?
He's driving. Oh. So he stopped the car, got out, stormed off.
Mm.
So she sat there for a while until she realised he wasn't coming back. So she, perfectly done, gets around into the driver's seat.
Took off. Oh, no.
Drove past him. Bill, he had to walk 17 Ks to the next town.
No.
17 Ks.
17 Ks.
We roared.
Good.
Sucked in.
Still together?
Oh, no. Boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, like the 80s. But Bill.
Makeup.
Didn't think about it. He didn't think it through.
No, well, you don't sometimes when you're mad.
17 Ks.
Well, it's a long walk, Jim. I couldn't do it. Wouldn't you hitchhike or something?
Well, I don't know how we got there, but anyway, we laughed.
Yeah.
133353, when have you or someone you know completely thrown the toys out of the cot? Chris Torquay.
Chris.
Yeah, mate. I was playing golf with a mad Irishman, O'Grady boy.
Yeah.
And he's had a a freshie with his 3-iron. He's missed the ball.
An air.
And he's cracked it, throwing the club back in his golf bag. It's bounced back out, smacked him in the mouth, knocked his tooth out.
Yes. How good.
There's karma.
There's it. I love it. Cam's it. Stay there, Chrissy boy. Cameron, Maryborough. Hello, Cam.
How you going?
When have you cracked it?
Yeah, good.
I was having an argument in the backyard when I was a teenager and I sort of lost it. And I picked up the rubbish bin to hurl it across the backyard and ended up tipping putrid bin juice all over myself from the dry region all the way to the shower.
Oh, yuck. Imagine that. Oh, bin juice.
Who?
Oh,
yeah. There used to be a bloke. He's not on the list anymore, and I'm not going to name him Bob.
Bob.
Who played for Freo, whose nickname was Bin Juice.
Why?
Breath was that bad.
Oh.
Bin Juice. That's not a nickname at a footy club you want.
What about when you do run into someone with bad breath?
Oh, no, that's not good. But that's not what we're talking about. No, Simo in Wyndham Vale. Hello, Simo.
Yes. Hey, yesterday the wife left her keys inside the house and, she went outside to see if the spare key was in the key safe and it wasn't, so she's kicked the brick pillar out the front and broken her toe.
Oh, no. Nothing worse.
Whose fault, Simo?
Well, who should have put the key in there in the lock?
Me.
Oh. So it's your fault.
Didn't you know it? Yep.
Yeah, but she's an Essendon supporter, and Essendon seemed to handball all the time. We always say to her, kick it, but we didn't mean kick the pillar. So.
She's limping around.
Not happy.
No.
Fair enough to stay there. Kerry, Belgrave South. Hello, Kerry.
Keza.
G'day. How's it going, boys?
Good. Keza, how are you?
Oh, Billy boy, I'm great. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I just need a bit of loving, but that's all right, though.
Are you living the dream?
Living the dream, though.
Living the dream.
Come that's in here every day and talk to people like you, Kez.
Oh, thanks, darling. I appreciate that.
Anyway.
You cracked it, Kez.
Oh, deluxe, Jimmy. I had been asking Madam Nine to remove her guitars from the hallway because she decided she wanted to be a rock star, and it had gone on for a couple of weeks. And I said, darling, if you don't pick those guitars up, I'm going to smash them.
Oh, no.
And she didn't pick them up.
Ooh.
And I carried them both outside and went rock star on them.
Ooh.
And contrary to popular opinion, it's not as easy to smash a guitar as what they make it look like in the music videos, boys.
That's funny.
I actually did myself an injury, but I wasn't going to let them know that.
Pete Townsend. Sure. Now, are we talking acoustic or electric guitar?
Acoustic. Ooh. Two acoustics. Ooh.
How was Madam Nine?
Well, she was beside herself. Madam 16 came out and said, Mum, you're like actually a psycho. yes, I actually am. And I picked up the pieces, chucked them in the trailer. Hubby came home and said, Dale, what's with the bits of guitar in the trailer? And I said, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. I'm not ready.
That's what kids
that's
do.
Toys out of the cot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mea culpa, we love jazz.
Who? Mea culpa.
Oh, now we're going to get to some ear candy here for you and I, Bartholomew, because we've got to put up with this crap basically all week.
So why do you want to hear it again?
Well, because what Maddie does is put it to a song and then packages it up in a way that gives me great delight. But not only me, the millions and millions. Of Rush Hour fans all around the globe. This is called The Idiot Song. Maddie Haywood, well done. Just so Bill shuts up, we're actually going to play this one-on-one interview with you and Albo.
Yes.
So, Fat, stand back. You've already recorded it, so shut up.
Oh.
Huh? He's about to ask a question.
Albo, welcome to Triple M.
He was about to ask a question of an already pre-recorded interview.
Got the heat turned on.
Out there. And the window's down. What's going to happen? Oh.
She's hell on wheels. Telling everyone how good it feels.
But how was America? They're so patriotic. Actually, that's the word.
She wants to roll the rug up, but get down on the floor. She said, let's ride.
Anthony Albese.
Oh. Rev it up, rev it up, little boy, and ride.
Anthony Norman Alab.
She said, let's ride.
Albanese.
Rev it up, little boy, and ride.
First gamers. We love first gamers, debutantes, as they call them. Mm-hmm. Harry Sneasel, we know that. He's number three pick. He's going to play for North Melbourne.
From Ajax. Sheasel. Down from Bowie, yep.
That's right. Tyler Brown. Or Tyler.
Tyler
Brown. He's going to play for Adelaide.
One name right, Red.
No, he's not. Got all these stupid first names, these kids. That's right. What are you going on?
What are you going on? Rev it up, little
boy and ride. He actually had a conversation with you, Bill.
I did, and yes, you're right. Well, I will. It was a nice chat. Went 20 minutes. We're not going to play it all, Jim. We'll just succinct it down. But very nice bloke.
Simon Goodwin has come out and told his players as a group about there is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim. Mm-hmm. From my perspective. I don't mind the minute in a sport.
Sure, there's summer more.
Summer more.
Well, we only got four, have we?
Four ripper ones, yeah.
Can you have a chat to the Whitney?
The Whitney.
Minute in a sport. Honestly. Fat.
There's no summer more? Hey, I got a text from Elbo, by the way. He said, chat last week. Loved it, Bill. Just got a bit going on with the sub, so he'll come back to me.
Sent you a text and don't think he'll ever come back to you. He would have walked out of the studio thinking, what the hell's that? Does that bloke get to vote?
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
How does... Oh, you love your movies and things, don't you? And I think he does a bit of wrestling. The Rock.
What is this?
What's The Rock do?
Could you set a joke up worse than this?
I am now. I'm setting it up.
He's an actor.
Former wrestler, yeah. Righto. How does The Rock pee?
How?
He Dwayne's, he's Johnson. See? Not bad, Fat. I set it up beautifully and then I went whack. And if you can't laugh or even smile at that and get your head out of the camera, what do you think, Rabbit? I know where you're going.
That's good.
Yes! Look at old sad sack.
I'll tell you why I'm sad. Because I've got to deal with you. Got nothing to do with jokes. Just I'm sick of the sight of you.
Good joke. He's Wayne. He's Johnson, Jim.
Yes.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That's it.
Can't do much more of this, but.
Center.
Different guy.
Different
one. This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today.
Gamble responsibly.